All right. Welcome, everybody, to the first episode of Healing Conversations with Candace Love. I have wanted to start a podcast for a very long time. And I guess a part of me just didn't have the confidence to do so. And when my husband came along, it just felt a lot easier to rest on feeling safe with him. And what I also recognize is, you know, I have a book and I have many things that I would like to say that are in regards to my personal experience that only include my individuality, and it's taken me to really have a relationship with myself to even feel comfortable or safe enough to share my story, but in an intimate way. I recognize that on Instagram, social media, it's easy for me to just share things in a reel, and then I can kind of just forget about it and go on about my business. But a podcast is specifically dedicated to me sharing what feels true and authentic to me, which also requires me to know what feels true and authentic to me. It requires me to have a practice that feels true and authentic to me. So this is the beginning. This is the first ever episode of me recording for my podcast and YouTube at the same time, and partially for Instagram as well. And I'm just grateful for everyone who has been along with me for my journey. This podcast will include the audiobook of my book. So many people are asking, when am I going to record an audiobook? And I don't know if y'all have noticed, but my book is big. It is not a small book at all. My book is over 400 pages. And it has a lot of information. So it would take me a long time and a long amount of money to record an audiobook. And I recognize, instead of just spending all of my money and all of my time, why not actually create an audiobook and put it on Spotify and YouTube? That makes it much easier for me to do. And it makes it a lot more accessible to people as well. So every week I will be uploading one chapter of my audiobook, and every week I will also be uploading an interview with other influencers, healers, practitioners that I feel have a wealth of knowledge that people should know. And, you know, I don't want to be the only teacher. I want to open space for other teachers, other healers, other guiders, other practitioners. So you don't just have to learn things from me. There are other people that have different perspectives, opinions, and modalities and ways about doing things that are also helpful in healing to the community. So every week you'll have an audiobook chapter, and then you will also have an interview with a specific person that I have interviewed on Instagram Live. So I just wanted to give that introduction to what Healing with Candace Love will look like. A lot of vulnerability, a lot of transparency, especially as I get into this book. It starts off sharing all of my personal life story. And in March 27th, I'll be 6 years sober. So there's a lot of things that I share that are experiences that I'm still currently living through, still evolving through and healing through. My relationship with my dad, me being as transparent about that in ways to where a lot of my family isn't even speaking to me because they are upset about how transparent and open I am in regards to my relationship with my dad. So I just want people to be able to see themselves in my transparency, or at the very least, become comfortable with giving themselves permission to practice their own transparency and telling their own story, even if it doesn't come in a book form. So that's my TED Talk. That is the beginning of what this will be. I'm going to go ahead and start with the first chapter. And so for those of you who have my book, you can turn to page one. Page one is the foreword. And so if you have the book, turn to page one and you can read along with me. If you do not have the book, but you're still interested in listening, a lot of y'all said y'all like my voice. So if you're interested in just listening, you can lay back, close your eyes, and feel into the words. Feel into the transparency. Feel into the vulnerability. You don't have to follow along in such a student format, because this is not just my story. This is a lot of people's stories. And so feel into it so you can also feel into what comes up for you as I read. So page one, which is the foreword, it reads,